right now at Kohl's. Take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, you are listening to Talk CXO Life. I am Sunaina, your host. And guess what? We are getting you a flashback series. Heck yeah, we've been bitten by the reminiscing bug. Difficult not to, considering the times, wouldn't you agree? Now, we will be running short edited segments of my previous conversations with CXOs. First up is from a conversation very dear to me. My first one 2 years ago with Salil Murthy, Managing Director, India and Southeast Asia General Mills. Salil is an avid runner and golfer. He has run numerous marathons across the world, including 4 out of the 6 renowned world major marathons. Salil has also won some prestigious corporate and amateur golf tournaments. This segment is about Salil's love for golf. He had won quite a few corporate tournaments in Singapore before winning the Turkish Airlines World Golf Cup for Bombay in 2016. He had represented India at the World Amateur Finals in Turkey. More recently, in 2018, he also won the Indo-American Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament at ITC Classic Delhi. Salil shares how what began as hitting a grounder a decade ago became a joy for Salil that now comes close only to him spending time with his family. And hey, if you loved what you listened to and can't wait for the next segment, why don't you just log into www.cxolife.com and catch the entire conversation, hmm? Okay, so now it's throwback time. Stay tuned.
Now, coming to golf, how and when did you chance, you know, upon golf?
That's a great question. We were in Singapore and there were a bunch of our friends, 4 or 5 of us, who decided that it would be an interesting sport to play. And we also thought it was an easy sport to play. Mm-hmm. So we went to the driving range, I think, and I remember one of us took, I won't say who, took 14 swings at the ball without actually hitting the ball once. And we realized this wasn't as easy as it looked. Then we started playing and I really began to enjoy the sport. So yeah, it's been about 10 years now.
How was your first shot, by the way?
My first shot?
Yeah.
It was terrible. I think it was a grounder that didn't get up more than a foot off the ground. It was terrible. But I think, and that's the beauty of golf, unlike in necessarily a tennis or a cricket, for example, it's unlikely that everybody can go and play at Lord's where, you know, Sachin Tendulkar can play or any of the greats can play. Pretty much every golfer can go and play on the great courses of the world. Pretty much every golfer can sometimes hit shots that the pros can only dream of doing. I mean, if you have a fast bowler coming at you right now and bowling a ball, it's unlikely you're going to be able to hit him for a six, an average Joe. But every now and then, there's an amateur golfer who actually hits a shot that a pro would love to hit. And that's the beauty of the game that I love. That every now and then, there are these moments of perfection that you get that make it all worthwhile.
But there seems to be some kind of contrast there, isn't it? In terms of when you're running, you have a lot more control in terms of the variables vis-a-vis while playing golf. And still, you seem to kind of manage to ace both.
I think you're right. I think you do have a little bit more control over the variables in terms of training and so on and so forth. Where I think both of them are pretty similar is beyond a certain point, it's much more a mental game than it's a physical game. So in golf, for example, it's not, there's a saying in golf, it's not how far you drive the ball, it's the 6 inches between your ears that actually matter. It's completely a mental game. It's all about keeping your nerves, it's all about the confidence that you have to go for your shots. Running a game becomes very much like that. You've done the miles, you've put in the hard work. The last 10 kilometers of a marathon are always mental. They're less physical than mental for most people. I mean, it's not that it's easy physically, but it's the mental piece that is going to kind of keep you going. So I think those are the big commonalities, especially in these two sports.
How often do you go golfing?
Not as often as I would like to. maybe a couple of times a month.
You know, between running and golfing, playing golf, is there a particular one that you would prefer over the other? As in, is it a clear favorite or something that you enjoy more? Because, I mean, running is something that, you know, is more accessible, right? You put on your shoes and you run. But if it came to a point where you really want to do something, what would it be? Would it be running or playing golf?
It's a good question. There have been times when I've been extraordinarily frustrated on the golf course and say, I hate this game, and then I love running more. Mm-hmm. There have been times at the end of a long run where I say, I'm not doing this next Sunday, I'm going to play golf. So it really depends, to be honest. I love and hate both of them equally.
I love hate relationship.
Okay. Do you aspire to take part in any tournaments, in any golf tournaments? I believe you've won a couple of them in Singapore and in 2016 as well. Could you take us through, you know, which ones you've won?
No, so there have been a couple of tournaments that I've won when I was in Singapore. And I think about a year and a half ago, I won the 2016. I won the Turkish Airlines Open for Bombay and represented India in Turkey in the World Finals, the World Amateur Finals. So, yeah, I mean, there are these tournaments that keep coming around every now and then, these corporate tournaments and these amateur tournaments. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily good enough to win at them or even consistently, but they're always fun. They're always fun.
Is there any specific one you're really targeting?
Amateur level, I mean, look, there are always corporate tournaments that come along. Every now and then, I flirt with the idea of saying, you know, if I take 6 months and really work hard at my game, maybe I could take a shot at turning professional. But then sanity comes back, and I realize there's no way I should give up my day job. But yeah, I mean, so there's no tournament as such that I aspire to play. But I mean, that's not why I play the game. I play it because I love the people I play with. I play it because I love the game itself. And then tournaments happen every now and then, and they're fun.
So do you have like friends, a circle of friends whom you go out and play golf with?
Oh, yeah. So the golfing community is a really close-knit community. So I have a bunch of... it's growing. It's actually growing, but it's across the world. So we have friends all over, and we try and meet and play golf every now and then. Within Bombay, there are a bunch of us who kind of get together and play. So yeah, it's a good group. It's a good community.
Okay, now who's your favorite golf player?
Tiger Woods. No question. So he, I think, and I think it goes back to him as a professional athlete and him as a sports person. He changed the face of golf. He redefined athletic ability. He redefined, how shots can be played. Redefined the entire game of golf, the professional game of golf, by bringing in the prize money, bringing in the viewers, bringing in, making the game a lot more popular. So I think he's done a huge amount for the game. He's just one of those rare talents that the game has. So, yeah.
Is there any other interest that you would want to, pursue? Or is there any other interest that you would want to dedicate your time to, but you haven't been able to do so, but you will be very much interested to, if it weren't for the constraints of time?
Yeah. There are a couple, I think. I think I love teaching. So I teach a couple of courses at a number of different management institutes every now and then.
Favorite subject?
Mostly, it's either strategy or it is marketing. So basically marketing theory, marketing strategy, or communication strategy. I don't do enough of it as a... I always enjoy it. And every time I do it, I say, you know, I should do more of it a little bit. I think it's just a time commitment thing which prevents me from doing it. It's also much harder than it looks. So I have huge respect. I have huge respects for the professors who actually do this day in and day out. It's hard work teaching a bunch of bright kids. So they ask you questions you never thought of. But I enjoy it. So that's one thing that I'd love to do.
Is there a daily ritual you follow, Salil, in terms of in wellness? As in one thing that you can't get on without doing?
To feel good, okay, so I need my coffee in the morning. I need my multiple cups of coffee throughout my day. I think my team knows not to have a deep conversation with me in the morning until I've had my first cup of coffee, so they're very clear about that. But yeah, so that's really important to me.
Okay.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.